And now,
let's get it.
We present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Damon Williams is at Zany's in Nashville tonight. He opened last night. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams. Damon Williams. Yeah, it's a typo here. Got Damon Williams. Chief Correspondent Damon Williams.
Damon Williams would like to be making Damon Williams money.
Hey, homie the clown right here.
Damon, be homie the clown. Let homie get sick. You'll be that.
Damon reports on a teacher whose lesson was BYOB. Seriously, Damon.
Seriously, Tom, as serious as Foxy Brown at a hearing.
What? What? What'd they say?
What? Miss Brown, what? All right, check this out. A substitute teacher in Florida lost her job and now faces possible charges for child endangerment. She was in trouble for coming to class drunk.
Oh, no.
School staff suspected she was drunk and told the police officer that was assigned to the school. So when he went to approach her and asked her to stand up, she was so drunk she fell into the window. Now, the 52-year-old substitute teacher, Holly Joel, which this is where the problem starts right there. She's 52 years old. She's still a substitute.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, come on, by now, you still a substitute? I think she was diagnosed with a severe case of sick of this damn job. That is a medical term. Because if you're 52 years old, you're a substitute. You got a bad case of sick of this damn job. You know you are sick of your job if you show up to work drunk. That's when you just don't give a damn. It's one thing to show up late. So when you're really ready to quit your job, show up drunk. Seriously. As serious as a dark-skinned Negro wearing green for St. Patrick's Day. Can't tell him nothing either. If you don't get your black ass out of that green outfit, Irish people do not like you. Seriously.
Well, Jay, I guess you got to go home and change.
All right, now check this out. Speaking of drunk, because you know it's St. Patrick's Day, so there's a theme here. This next drunken story should be called What Tree? A driver in Roseville, Illinois, was pulled over when an officer noticed she was driving down the street with a whole tree embedded in her hood of her car. Now, the woman was pulled over. The approaching officer suspected she was drunk. There's a 15-foot tree embedded in her car, and he suspected she was drunk. That's like Shaq running up to Shaq and with another Shaq standing on his shoulders and trying to go down the street. Like, nobody would notice that you got a whole tree in your front. You got to be drunk and say, well, I think I can get home with this. So when the police officer came to the car, all the airbags had been deployed from her hitting the tree. And she still tried to make it home. Seriously. She is, of course, in jail for drunken driving. And that's a lesson to all of you out there who want to drink, drive, and hit some trees. And then run into one. Seriously.
I
you know, hit that, hit some trees.
I got you.
Run into
I
one.
I hear you, man.
Report to
you
after
Nashville.
That's Zany tonight, y'all.
Have a good one, man.
Have fun, Damon.